Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are back. Greg Giannotti, Al Dukes, Temptation Island podcast. This is episode 2 of 3. So we did an initial one, and now we are approaching the finale, and we want to see if we're going to change some of our predictions as to what is going to happen on Temptation Island season 2, because the first podcast we did, we had a pretty good idea of how things were going to go. Things have changed since then, so this is going to be a little bit of a prediction podcast, what we think what will happen, and then we'll do a recap after the final episode this coming Thursday, the whatever the hell date it is, coming up. But so the last time we talked, there was only one couple that had stepped out. It was right. Just Ashley G and Rick, Ashley G and KB, sex the first night. We hadn't seen any of this other stuff. Since then, Ashley H has gotten together with this Ben. And on the last episode, Asanika and the guy, what's his name? Looks like James Harden. Where is he? Well, here he is.
Kareem.
Yeah. Akeem Kareem. The Dream. Olajuwon. Kareem. They, I believe, were doing it in the last episode, in the last scene. So, Al, first off, let's start with Ashley H. and Ben with this Casey. There is no way in hell Casey, with all his attempts and the engagement ring and the crying and everything else, is going to get this Ashley H. back, right?
No, I think they are finished. But I do think she goes home alone. I don't think she goes home with Ben.
Why do you say that?
Because I think she seems to be a realistic human being. They don't live near each other. I see her saying, I've grown a lot, as they all are growing in these episodes.
This is about growth.
It's about growth. She's grown a lot. She realizes that Casey is not for her, but she's not ready to jump right back into something, and she's going to take some time for herself to see what she really wants out of life. So I think she doesn't go home with anyone. Solo home.
Well, what about all this stuff about nobody's ever kissed me like Ben has kissed me? He makes me feel so special. Casey never thought that I have a connection with someone like this. I mean, it seems pretty intense. I don't know where these people live. I don't know if Ben lives where Ashley H. lives or whatever. But she has said some stuff like she's in love with this dude.
Yeah, that was a killer. No one's ever kissed me like that before. Yeah. You are not going back to the other guy because he can't compete with that. That's the problem, though. Like, in the beginning of relationships, like, you really kiss somebody, like,
yeah,
you know, very intensely.
Then things get stale.
Then you're in a relationship. You're not going crazy with makeout sessions,
right,
you know, with your wife.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's very deceptive, and that's where being young is tough in these things because you haven't had these experiences before.
Right.
You know, where you know, listen, this is just the fun, exciting beginning part of it.
Right, absolutely. Now, this Ashley H., since we're talking about her, you know, she has an Instagram account where all she shows is her ass.
Is that right?
I mean, every single picture is of her ass. Now, she said it on the show, like one of their parties or whatever. She was like, oh, you know, my greatest asset is my ass, and I'm going to show it off. And then, like, I combed through every Instagram account that I could. Men, women on the show, whoever it was. This Ashley H., ass everywhere. And then this Casey, this guy on Twitter and Instagram, kills the show.
Yeah, he's not happy with the editing.
Calls it Manipulation Island. Says the producers are the devil. So that, to me, means that there's no way that the two of them are staying together, which we didn't think they were anyway. But he has been trashing that show up and down. Thinks that the clips that they showed her at the bonfire are not fair. Does he have a point?
No, he doesn't have a point because he said all these things. And when you watch the show, you see them in context. What the girlfriend or boyfriend gets is a little out of context.
Yeah.
But he did say those things. And when you're watching the show and any of the cast members say something ridiculous, you start to think now that's showing up at bonfire.
Sure. But I will say, at the last bonfire, it seemed like the clip that they were showing Ashley G and Rick each other. Like, they were, like, trying to get those two back together. But the Casey one, he's crying all the time.
Yeah.
And the one thing that they showed of Casey was this whole, if a rat's in a cage or something, I'm going to chew out of it. And then he said, I have to give her a sales pitch. But there was so many other times that I love her and this and that. He's cried. They could have used any of those.
Right, but he did say those things. So they're not manipulating. You did say them. Even though it's like in a real relationship. If you're in an argument or you're in a discussion with your wife or girlfriend, boyfriend, and you say something, you may say a million nice things. And they will grab one thing that you said and they'll harp on that and say, I can't get past when you said this. It's very similar, I think, on this show.
Yeah. So I do think now, though, the other Ashley, Ashley G and Rick, that those two are leaving together.
100%.
Now, it seems like in the past he was unfaithful to her.
Right.
Then they get to this Temptation Island. She feels like she's got to get the revenge. She goes and sleeps with the KB right off the bat. But as they've grown on the island, it seems now they're going to leave together. So now we believe that that is an intact couple. That
intact.
Okay. All right. Very good. I have to criticize the show in this way, though. And I love this show, and I'm going to miss it when it goes away.
I was upset when I came in this morning, and you told me I didn't DVR anything last night, that there was no show.
Right, exactly. Now we have to wait 2 weeks, whatever. But they cannot send people home when things are getting juicy. So this KB and this Ashley G, they have a relationship. They have sex multiple times in the first couple of episodes of this thing. Then they get into this huge fight where he's saying that she's wearing a wig, says that that Rick has got a larger member than KB.
Right.
It was and he's going, it was a struggle to have sex with you, all of this stuff. And they have to be separated. Then the next day, Wahlberg comes in, and then they throw the guy out. This is the part of this show needs to be the awkwardness now that that relationship fell apart and now these two are in there and we watch how they interact.
I agree. That was a very bad. They got to take that out of the next season. They can't have people being able to be voted out.
Yeah.
Because you're right. It'd be like there's the one girl who's super crazy about Casey.
Right.
And she gets angry with him when he goes on dates with other girls. You can't vote that girl out.
No way.
Because she's unhinged when she sees Casey not paying attention to her and paying attention to other people.
And there was the other guy that Ashley H., the one with the ass, she chose Ben over this Deke.
Yeah.
And then they voted Deke off. I needed to see how Deke was going to handle the whole thing of these two now being an item.
Right.
You got him out of there. And then in the guy's villa, they voted off the girl that David was the main version of the threesome. They voted her off. I needed to see her get pissed off that David's now with this Tanita. I needed to see that, but now she's gone.
Yeah.
I think that's a cop-out. I can't stand it. And then, and by the way, the people, like two of the three people that ended up like physically being with each other were voted off. Like, that's such a cowardly thing to do. So now you're going to sleep with these people and then vote them out of here? You can't do that. You got to live with your consequences.
It's not fair to the audience.
Yeah.
I'm going to send an email to, what's his name, Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, Mark L. Wahlberg.
Take that out.
Yeah.
Of the next series. Because there will be a next series.
Oh, there definitely will be. There definitely will be, without a doubt. All right, so we have, well, David and Kate, we understand that they are done.
They have to be done.
They're done. That guy is the stone worst. He really, without a doubt, did not have the guts to break up with Kate.
No.
Kate is older than him. Kate had been married before. He didn't have the guts to break up with her. He wants to be a star. I think he's living out in L.A. now, according to his Instagram. Brings her there, has sex with everybody, and then ends up, you know, crying, apparently, because I saw a clip from the last episode while she's crying. Give me a break. That guy sucks. He really, and he, I don't know how, like, do you really think that these girls are attracted to that guy? Or like, I mean, they end up sleeping with him. So
yeah,
I think they are.
I think he's
he's got that douchey man bun.
Yeah, but he's the man version of a hot chick. You know, like, his personality probably not great, but he's so attractive, I guess, to these women. He's got interesting hair. He's got always perfectly groomed facial hair. He's in good shape. He seems sweet when he talks to them, that I think they're very attracted to. Multiple girls fighting over him. had the threesome, and then is now involved with a third girl.
Right, and then she's got no self-respect.
Right, she does not.
I mean, how do you do that? You know, where you see this guy with two other women, and then she's all of a sudden. Now, I found out she's got a little bit of an actress background, this one.
Oh, is that right?
She was in, like, a Fast and the Furious. She did some independent movies.
The Bikini Maker? She's a bikini designer.
No, not her.
Oh, that's a different girl?
That's Rachel.
So confusing.
Yeah, I think, no. The Tanita's
right.
The blonde.
You're right.
Yeah, she was in a couple of things. So I don't know what. Do they leave together, Tanita and David?
No.
They don't leave together.
Although you're telling me via the Instagram that he is in L.A.?
It looked like it, yeah. That's where she was.
Yeah.
So he might have just gone out there to try to further his reality career. All right, so there's one more couple.
Okay.
That we haven't talked about yet, whether they're going to leave or not. And last time we said that Gavin and Asonika, who, by the way, was Miss U.S. Virgin Islands.
Right.
And, like, won pageants and stuff. I saw that on her Instagram. We thought there was no doubt that they were going to stay together. They were boring. They were just there to be there, whatever, enjoy a vacation. But this Gavin is talking about wanting to be with another girl and envisioning what a relationship would be like with her. And then Asonika goes, and did they have sex?
I don't think so.
I don't know. He said the last thing we saw in that last episode was, you like this bleep. What is he talking about?
Yeah, but
I think it was ham sandwich.
I still think she did not pull the trigger on that.
So you think that he was just like, he was still with pants grinding on her?
Yeah.
And you like this thing? I mean, because to me,
even
she was moaning.
Yeah. I'm going to say that it didn't go all the way.
Okay.
And I do believe that the original couple, Asonika and Gavin, leave together.
You think that they leave together? So answer me this. So that was, Mark Wahlberg said, this is the last bonfire you see a clip of your significant other. This thing happened after the bonfire. She comes back from the bonfire, and then this Kareem is like, you like this Schween.
Right.
Says that to her. Does that get shown to them at the bonfire where they are together in the last episode?
It does.
It has to.
Yeah.
Because you can't get away with that.
By the way, who knew this was a move, but multiple men using it, how do you like this?
Yeah.
I would never have the guts
or
the confidence to say this.
Right.
To a woman.
How do you
like this? Never in a million years.
I know, but we probably aren't stacked like these guys are. You know what I'm saying?
I suppose that is man confidence right there. Because two different guys use that line.
Right. One of them was he said, feel that thing, girl.
Feel that thing.
And the other one was, you like this,
you
bleep.
And then the girl who I like, this Kate, who seems like she's very, what do I say, like a clean cut?
Yeah.
Tugging on the one guy's...
he didn't like that.
Short strings.
I
did not like that. I did not care for that.
I don't understand why.
I don't know.
Everybody else is banging one another.
I know.
And you're sitting here saying you didn't like that.
She was different, and then she went and did this. That kind of ruined my idea of her.
That's really interesting. Now,
I was Team Kate for a very long time.
And that Ashley H., who's been getting stooped by that Ben, even though she said she wasn't, she's trying to get Kate to go with that Dom guy.
Yes.
She's like, oh, he loves you, this and that. Why not? I mean, your boyfriend's slept with three different people already.
Right. He loves you. You barely talk to the guy. He left you petals of roses on your bed. She doesn't love him. God.
Oh, it's so messed up. All right. So I will say that Gavin and Asonika do not leave with one another because the last thing he's going to see is this Kareem saying, you like the Schween.
Right.
In the last thing. And he didn't do anything physical with anybody.
He sucked toes, though.
He sucked toes. Okay. That's a little bit different than the whole, like, grinding, moaning thing.
That's true. On Temptation Island, sucking toes, really nothing.
No, not a big deal at all. See, I think they had sex in that last.
Really?
I mean, because I don't... Like, you're telling me that we're just doing, like, heavy petting and
heavy
grinding
petting.
With the, you know, clothes, dry humping, as they would say.
I do think so.
I don't know, man.
She seemed that, listen, she was a slow mover the whole time. Stay at arm's length, stay at shoulder length, stay at hand length. She really was doing her part to stay true to her original relationship with Gavin.
Well, I'm sure that he's going to ask if they show that clip. Was that sex or was that the dry hump? And then I could see Mark Wahlberg.
So as part of your growth, I have to ask, did you guys have sex or was that a dry hump?
That was a dry hump growth.
Great. All right. So I'm saying the day, that's the last thing he's going to see sitting next to her. There's no way.
So you have only one couple going home together who originally showed up together.
Yeah. Rick and Ashley G.
Who,
yeah.
After episode one, you would have never have guessed.
Right. Which is an amazing plot twist. Amazing plot twist. But they love each other.
Yes. I agree with that.
Now, I could never, ever, ever, and my wife would never, ever, ever, you know, if we're on this show and one of us strays in that manner, there's no way.
Yep. Finished.
Done. It's the end of this. I don't need this. You kidding me? And not only that, you're embarrassing me on national TV. And that's the thing about Casey that bothers me. Maybe they did choose a certain clip or two that made him look worse than maybe he was. But you bring your girlfriend to Temptation Island. You are now giving them keys to your life. That's the thing that you have to understand. It is possible for them to manipulate it because they don't give a crap about you. They care about entertainment. If you didn't know that in the beginning, then you're an idiot. So you shouldn't, if you love somebody, you shouldn't bring them to Temptation Island.
And he is regretting it, this Casey fella. He's hardcore regretting.
Yeah, the crying. She did say, though, that she saw like he was crying but without the tears, so maybe he was full of it. Who knows?
And you're right. You were smart, by the way, and told me about this. I still forgot to do this, to go to their Instagram pages. I went to their Twitters. They're not big on Twitter.
No.
But the Instagram is where to go to look them up individually.
Oh, yeah.
To see what's going on.
No, it is. But they're very good at, like, not showing if they're with anybody or not.
They're not allowed.
It is interesting to scroll back, though, and to see, like, Casey and Ashley together, like, on a beach. Like, oh, I love this guy and blah, blah, blah. But the picture, they are all about showing themselves, man. A lot of skin.
You're right. Even the Casey Twitter account, his profile picture is him showing off his abs with his hands behind his head. Like,
he looks like a real a-hole, yeah, that guy.
Sucking in his any type of stomach that he would have.
He looks horrible. All right, so those are my predictions. Your predictions are David and Kate, out.
Out.
Rick and Ashley G.
Together.
Together. Gavin and Asanika.
Together.
Together. And then Ashley H. and Casey. No.
Not together and not with anybody else.
Okay. Now, the other one that's done, that you believe is done, right? You had two of them that were done, right? Is David leaving with Tanita? You said yes or no on that one.
I'm going to say yes.
All right. And in
David, the threesome guy, and Tanita, the blonde gal.
And then Kate's not leaving with anybody.
Kate's not leaving. She's going to, you know,
go back to Hoboken and cry in her cereal.
Examine her life.
The rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, her Instagram's depressing to me.
Really?
Yeah. I have to say. Like, she keeps herself in great shape. She's a beautiful, beautiful woman.
Beautiful.
Whatever. But she's just like her workout videos and like her. You know, she's like dresses with like a little bit of flair to like get attention. And
yeah.
It's just like, it just seems very sad to me. Because now there's the divorce, then she goes to Temptation Island.
Right.
She's just like been.
Not where she wanted to be at 34, 35 years old.
It's just, yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
And I even think she might be lying about her age.
Well, who knows when that was filmed? Could be 2 years ago by the time they first started. She could be 36.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. So they're all right.
I'd go right on Match.com if I was her, though.
Match.com.
I was on Temptation Island. A girl like that on Match.com would be a home run.
Yeah, you would think. I don't know, though. Like, sure, she'd get a lot of attention there. But at the same time, it's like, is that the place? Like, I feel like you need to be introduced by a mutual friend. Like, I'm not looking down on online dating. People do that all the time. But if you're on a show like that, then someone could be dating you just thinking they're going to get some sort of fame, even though these people aren't famous, but that's what they're thinking.
I'm going out with that gal from Temptation Island this weekend.
Yeah, she doesn't need another one of these situations in her life.
True.
She needs a friend, someone who never saw the show. Hey, this is Kate. And then she, like, eventually in the relationship says, hey, by the way, I was on this stupid-ass show where my life got ruined.
My
boyfriend cheated on me with three different people.
And now I have a depressing Instagram page. Enjoy it.
That's where I do workout videos and wear scarves. All right, so there you go. Those are our predictions. We will record one a couple days after the finale, probably the Monday after the finale or Tuesday, so people get a chance to catch up and watch the thing. And then it's over, man. Then we got to wait for Temptation Island Season 3. I don't know if they're filming it now or what. Hopefully they are. I got to DM Mark Wahlberg and see what's the deal. What's the plan for Temptation Island Season 3? Because we got to get right back into this thing.
Absolutely.
See you in a couple days. Temptation Island podcast. Greg Giannotti and Al Dukes signing off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.